Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
La, 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 la. Did you know gift card or gift? These were certificates, like printed on paper.
Okay.
So they had expiration dates on them. And I found them in a drawer in our kitchen. I had like $140 worth of gift cards, gift certificates for a pub. A certain pub downtown, and they were expiring right away. So my beautiful bride and I, we drove down there yesterday, used up what we could. Like between the two of us, $140 in a pub, it's like she's not a big drinker.
And it's a Sunday, so you're not going full tilt.
I had a beer. I had one beer. And then I had a root beer. But when we left and we paid the bill, there was like, we still had a $25 gift certificate left over that was expiring probably, I think tomorrow it expires. We won't be back down there. So just as we're about to leave, my beautiful wife, she has a kind heart. She's like, see that man sitting over there eating by himself? I'm going to go give him this $25 gift certificate. And I was like, okay, I'll meet you in the car.
Yeah.
I wanted no part of it. No.
I don't know why that would, makes me feel weird.
Well, it's kind.
It's a good gesture.
Yeah, but so anyway, I see her walk over there and then he just stares at her like a blank, blank stare, no expression on his face. And then I could hear her say, no, you can use this for your bill. He probably thought it was a crazy person trying to give him, I don't know, some sort of Jesus pamphlet or something.
Oh, boy.
But no, there was no reaction whatsoever. And I don't think when she got to the car and met me there, I don't think she was satisfied with how the the transaction went down.
Didn't even get a thank you?
Nothing. He just stared blankly at her.
Wow.
So
that's the lesson here is don't do anything nice for anybody.
No, I guess that's probably what the takeaway is.
That's what I got out of it. It's funny that you bring this up because I was just going through a junk drawer in my house and found a mountain of gift certificates from I don't know how long ago.
Oh, that same place that I went to?
No. Okay. Although I did have a couple from in there.
Yeah.
But no, for just from like various stores, like stocking stuffers from years and stuff. Like I don't even know. There could be $8 on some of these things.
I know, but how do you, like, can you do that online? Can you?
I think you can check online and stuff like that. But
you should.
But now I'm going around and I'm just trying to spend all this money that isn't mine. And it's almost more work
to...
I'm finding reasons to go to Home Depot all of a sudden.
Yeah, or you go to a restaurant and you're not sure how much is left on that gift card and you go in there and what if there's only $3 left on there and you have to order a $22 burger in order to find out you've got a $3 gift card?
I know, that's always a weird thing.
And you don't want to be the person who's like, up front, before I do any ordering, can you tell me how much is on this gift card? Do you do that?
I always just let them scan it. And they're like, okay, that was $3. So you owe us another $20. You owe us another $19. And you're like, oh.
Okay.
I guess.
Oh, man, oh, man. Don't let your gift cards expire, though. Don't. Use them up because somebody paid for those gift cards. And if you don't use them, that's the corporation taking advantage of you. Well, not necessarily taking advantage of you, but
they're laughing at you.
They're laughing at you because they count on people not redeeming those things.
Yeah, and they do. And then the other takeaway is don't give them to strangers because they won't appreciate it.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly, solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Now, if I had a gift card in my junk drawer for Lube City, I could use that in a heartbeat.
I do have one. I forgot completely about that. It's on my garage workbench, you know, where I do a lot of small engine repair.
Of course.
But I won it in a golf tournament. I've got to remember to use that.
You should.
I know.
It's an award-winning service. Make your car running like new again.
Well, push. There are no locations near me, are there?
Oh, there's 27 locations around you.
Oh, Okay, well, how would I find one nearest me?
The internet will be your friend there. www.lubecity.ca.
Don't forget the http://.
That's right. Otherwise, it won't work.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
Well, you're out there dining on food that you're not paying for. Well, I guess you are technically.
Yeah.
I was out there really breaking the law.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Did you finish Baby Reindeer?
Oh, yeah.
No spoilers here. No spoilers here.
Oh, no. That thing's done. It's in the history books now.
Does it still hold up as, quote, the best thing you have ever watched?
I never said those words.
Yeah, you did.
The best thing I've ever watched? No, I did not say that.
Friday morning when you came to my office.
No, I did not. I said it's very good. It's not the best thing I ever watched. But it is because it's based on a true story. It just makes it all the more just weird and creepy and intense and horrifying and oh my God.
Because when you left here Friday, what'd you have left? 3 episodes?
Yeah.
And I said, I predicted you would be done by noon. But you said you were going to hold off till Friday night. Did you wait till Friday night?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a little bit of willpower.
Did you start all over again?
No.
Yeah.
No. But now I'm in that no man's zone where I don't have a show I'm watching.
I know. Like, well, I've got half an episode of Fallout left, and then I'm going to do Baby Reindeer. So I've still got that to look forward to, but I hate that feeling. Like, that what you're experiencing right now, you're coming off a dizzying high, and now what?
Yeah. I'm like in a boat in the middle of the ocean. There's no breeze. I'm just floating there, stranded, alone, and afraid.
Do you want to talk about your dumpster weekend or?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I kept busy, so I didn't watch all my Baby Reindeer episodes at once.
This is, do people do this? Apparently Bryce Kelly does. You're doing some cleaning up right now.
Yeah, it's spring cleaning season, so I'm going through the basement. I got some garbage I need to throw out.
So you load up your car and visit dumpsters all over the city?
Yeah.
How does this work?
Yeah, so Friday I decided to take my talents to the south side of Edmonton, deep south.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I go around looking for condo, apartment, duplex areas with open dumpsters. And,
have you ever been busted?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
Wow, you are a bad boy. Like, you really...
I did it while the sun was still in the sky, too. Holy. I didn't even wait till the dark of night.
Wow.
That's how confident and cocky I'm getting with my garbage disposal.
Did anyone even approach you?
No one, no.
Really?
And in fact, I was driving away from where I had done the most damage, and a guy came out and threw his garbage right on top seconds later. It was already buried.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm impressed.
The high I get driving away from a dumpster that I've just thrown garbage in...
Illegal dumping, yeah.
It's what I imagine... people feel like when they successfully rob a bank.
Oh, yeah, like an art heist or something like that they've planned for years. Probably it's the same feeling.
The same adrenaline.
Wow.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Yeah.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Ooh, I feel so alive. Yeah. I don't condone a life of crime, but... you know, its claws are dug in pretty deep on me.
Yeah, so Bryce spent part of his weekend doing some spring cleaning and taking his junk to apartment and condo building dumpsters.
That's right. Just a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
And like I sprinkle it around.
Sort of like Shawshank Redemption, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like when they were like unloading the dirt.
From their pant
legs. From their pant legs.
Yeah.
It's what I do with my trash.
Somebody said, we used to live by a church... we would use their dumpster. Okay.
Does it make me... That was the first place I was looking was churches?
I used to live in an apartment. When we moved, I went back and used that can still because people recognized me. They thought I still lived there.
It's so disheartening when you roll up to a place like a church and they figured it out and they got little chains on it and you can't use their dumpsters anymore.
I don't want to say the person's name, but somebody who listens to this show regularly... I actually texted in and gave you the dumpster code. So,
to a condo complex they used to live in?
Yeah. Do you think you'll visit that?
I might have to do a drive-by.
Somebody else said Bryce's thievery is probably what keeps him from getting employee of the month. That is from Chris. Yeah, that's probably exactly what it is.
It's what happens when you enter a life of crime.
Yeah.
Sacrifices.
Let's talk about you for a little bit. How are you breaking the law?
Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Breaking the
I've also pulled into gas stations, used the squeegee to clean my windows and headlights.
And then
drove away.
Wow.
It didn't buy anything.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Well, there is a little bit of bad boy, bad girl in all of us. And, you know, we're wondering, what are you doing these days? How are you beating the system? Somebody said, slipping stuff into the recycling bag that may not be recyclable.
Ooh.
How dare you?
How dare you spit in Mother Earth's face like that?
Sometimes I take, this is not me, this is a text that just says, sometimes I take stuff out of people's shopping carts.
Ooh. What?
Sort of like, you don't need those cookies and put them back, or?
Just maybe take them for yourself.
What is the purpose of taking stuff out of other people's? Oh, to mess them up? Like if they're doing a recipe at home and now all of a sudden, I need bay leaves. I thought I bought bay leaves.
Maybe there is only one bag of Doritos left.
Oh.
And Granny doesn't need them, so just do a little snatcheroo.
Somebody said, back when I used to work nights, I would be driving around the city during the hours of 1 to 5 a.m. I used to treat red lights as stop signs, as long as I didn't see any other vehicles around or red light cameras.
Ooh. I still do that. At one particular set of lights on 23rd Avenue.
Every single morning on my way to work, I do that.
And again, I feel so alive.
Yeah. How about you? What are you doing these days? How are you?
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
You know what? I witnessed some world-class breaking the law yesterday.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
I was filling up my vehicle with gas, and the woman who pulled up the pump right behind me, she was talking on her phone when she was pumping gas.
Jeez, taking her life and your life in her hands.
Even the attendant working at the gas said, hey, no phones at the gas pump, but she just kept talking.
Probably a very important conversation. Shame on you for trying to shame her.
I could hear why it was not an important conversation. I can guarantee you that. But why is it you're not supposed to talk on your phone at the pump? Do we know?
I always thought it had something to do with it could potentially spark out and light some gas fumes.
Really? Huh. Okay.
Also, I got gas this weekend on the north side of Edmonton.
What were you doing?
I was just driving around. I had not much going on. I was looking for dumpsters.
Really? Okay.
20 cents cheaper.
On the north side?
On the north side. I paid $1.30 something.
Holy cow.
So I don't know what's going on. It's 20 cents cheaper from one end of the city to the other.
Wow. Jana said, I shoplifted a hair mask yesterday by accident.
Ooh.
But the question, what is a hair mask, first of all?
First, I don't think it's as cool as it sounds.
Is it a mask with hair all over it so you look like one of those wolf boys?
No, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I think it's something you put in your hair and you just leave it in there for a bit.
So it's like a hair conditioner and it's not a mask at all?
Pretty much.
Okay, but my question, Jana, will you go back to the store later today and pay for it? Will you do the right thing? Or will you just continue to break the law?
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Yeah, a lot of people are disappointed in you.
They are.
That's for sure.
I'm glamorizing a life of crime, obviously, when I threw a bag of garbage into a dumpster that wasn't mine.
So you just drove around the city this was in the daytime hours, too.
Like it was in rush hour.
It was brazen.
It was rush hour, Friday evening.
It was kind of a bold, I don't know if it was a bold confidence or a bold cockiness. I don't know.
It was a strategy, because who would be crazy enough to throw garbage in a random dumpster when there's 1,000 people around?
It's not like you were throwing out a box spring or an old love seat, right?
No, it was not a old grandfather clock. It was quite literally a bag of garbage.
You're just doing some spring cleaning, and you had nowhere to get rid of this stuff, so you went for a big drive, found some random dumpsters, got rid of some stuff.
The weight that left my shoulders when I peeled away from that thing, that's a high I'll never get again.
Like, are you looking in your rearview mirror as you speed away?
Oh, big time.
Yeah?
Big time.
Okay.
I assume they're probably still looking for me now.
That's what happens when you're
breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
Yeah. Everybody's sharing stories of how they break the law. This one is kind of funny. Said, I bought a bunch of stuff at Home Depot one Saturday. The cashier was having a bad day. Didn't scan more than half the stuff. I paid for everything and thought, well, that's cheaper than I thought it should be. I went home, checked the bill. Sure enough, it was wrong. I called the store and told them I wasn't charged for everything.
Oh, boy.
And I wanted to pay for it.
Oh, jeez.
They got the manager, who was so annoyed with me for wanting to pay for the stuff I had and wasn't charged for. The manager got annoyed that you were trying to do the right thing?
I don't know. I get a wisp of goody two-shoes from that.
So you wouldn't?
I would not.
Really?
No, like, if the cashier screwed up and didn't scan half of your items, count your blessings and move on. You won the lottery. Congratulations. I would never in a thousand years be like, I should call them and let them know. Home Depot will be okay.
But it's a ma-and-pa operation, Bryce.
They'll be all right. And it's their own fault.
Somebody said I was at Superstar store and accidentally shoplifted a pair of shoes for my two-year-old daughter. I put them on her feet to try them on. She loved them so much, she didn't want to take them off. I did not realize until I got outside that I had forgotten the shoes. I've already started my two-year-old on a life of crime. Did you go back in and pay for them, or did you just speed off into the night? Huh.
I assume the handcuffs you put on a two-year-old are adorable, though.
Oh, my God, yeah. They're probably like Hello Kitty or something.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Do you go back and pay for it? That's my question. Like, when you get home and you realize, they forgot to charge me for soy sauce, do you go back and say, here's $11 for the soy sauce I didn't pay for?
No chance, Lance.
No?
Especially if it's the store's fault, if they miss scanning it.
That's on them?
That's on them.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know. If it was different, if like you forgot the toilet paper on the bottom of your shopping cart. No, I would still.
You'd still speed off into the night?
Yeah, I think I would.
Huh.
Take the win.
Jennifer said, I accidentally stole a large men's Dove shampoo from Superstore a few weeks ago. It was in the cart when I got in my car. Wasn't going to go back and wait in line.
No.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, baby.
Good boy. This is from Julia. I don't know how I feel about this one. I had some work done on my car last winter. Whoever did the work left their Stanley insulated mug in my cup holder. I liked the color. I did not return it.
Ooh, doggies.
Used cup. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, run through a dishwasher.
You don't put a Stanley insulated mug in a dishwasher, Bryce Kelly. Do you?
I assume so.
Oh.
I don't see. I have no idea.
Hmm. How about you? Like, you accidentally steal something? You're an accidental criminal. Maybe that's what we'll talk about now. The one time you were an accidental criminal.
And before the fun police show up, we're not condoning a life.
No. Crime. Well, the fun police have been here all morning.
They sure have.
So.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Did you turn to a life of crime after you accidentally stole a bar of soap from a store? Did you? Did you go back and pay for it? I'm always curious about that. Kyle texted and said, I once thought I left a case of pop on the bottom of my shopping cart, went back in and paid. I later found out I did, in fact, pay for it the first time. Next time around, I forgot a case of pop on my cart. I figured I prepaid for it. Somebody else said, I took my 5-year-old to Walmart after school one day. We had to pick up a few things. She was wearing her backpack in the store. When we got home and I was unpacking her backpack, there were 2 cans of peaches that I had not put in there. I asked her. She told me she just wanted peaches. I had to explain to her that was theft. We went back the next day. I told customer service what happened, and they, quote, let us off the hook for good behavior.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.